The Art of Drowning. I wonder how it all got started, this business about seeing your life flash before your eyes while you drown, as if panic or the act of submergence could startle time into such compression, crushing decades in the vice of your desperate final seconds. After falling off a steamship or being swept away in a rush of floodwaters, wouldn't you hope for a more leisurely review? An invisible hand turning the pages of an album of photographs, you up on a pony, or blowing out candles in a conic hat. How about a short animated film, a slide presentation, your life expressed as an essay or in one model paragraph? Wouldn't any form be better than this sudden flash, your whole existence going off in your face in an eyebrow-singeing explosion of biography? Nothing like the three large volumes you envisioned. Survivors would have us believe in a brilliance here, some bolt of truth forking across the water, an ultimate light before all the lights go out, dawning on you with all its megalithic tonnage. But if something does flash before your eyes as you go under, it will probably be a fish, a quick blur of curved silver darting away, having nothing to do with your life or your death. The tide will take you, or the lake will accept it all, as you sink toward the weedy disarray of the bottom, leaving behind what you have already forgotten, the surface, now overrun with the high travel of clouds.